You're listening to Rock Island Radio, on demand radio, playing the best 70s, 80s, country, rock, and pop.
Real Radio dumped him like a bad habit, and now he's broadcasting from his mom's basement.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Tommy Rage. You're listening to the Rage Record Review with Tommy Rage.
What's up? This is Cliff with Seven Dust, and you're rocking out with my man Tommy Rage.
Hi, this is Steven Piercy from Lent, hanging out with Tommy Rage.
Hey, this is Scott from Local H, and you are rocking out with Tommy Rage.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Dale here from Steven, and you're rocking out with Tommy Rage.
Hey there, it's Mike Tran from White Lion. You're listening to Tommy Rage.
Hi, this is Joe Satriani. You're blazing the guitar, I'm blazing the guitar. Tommy's playing the kazoo, but you're listening to Tommy Rage. Thanks, Tommy.
More Tommy Rage coming up. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Hey, rock stars. Welcome to another edition of the Rage Record Review. Your humble host here, Mr. Tommy Rage, the guy who used to live in an inflatable house until it got a puncture. Yeah, now I'm just living in a flat. That's so sad. This week's show is not flat at all. In fact, it's really high energy. That has to do with the fact that this week's guest is going to be making a stop off here in southern Wisconsin for a tour stop. The band, 10 years. The lead vocalist, Jesse Hassick, is going to sit down and talk with us. It's good to have Jesse back. Last time we had him on, we talked about tour bus disasters, so we'll revisit that conversation. We're also going to talk about brand new music from the band, 10 years, and what it's like to get drunk with fans. All of that on this week's show, but let's kick things off as Jesse gives us a rundown and a little bit of history of the fantastic band called 10 Years. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you. You and the 10-year crew are making a stop off here in southern Wisconsin. We're going to talk about that as well as some brand new music. But Jesse, why don't you take a quick second and give people a little bit of background about the band 10 Years?
We've surpassed the name 10 years. We've been doing this professionally for almost 20 years. We started all the way back in 2005 and just very blessed to have a career last this long because of everyone that listens and supports, takes care of us. But it's just been kind of a surreal dream to live in, to be able to create what you love to do and express yourself. And people still show up, so that's awesome.
The road to finding success, it was a little difficult when you said that you had to put out some albums to begin with. I mean, those early days had to be kind of a struggle for everyone. Yes? No?
To start all the way back, the original incarnation of the band formed in high school. That's how long that these guys have become friends and family members, pretty much. And yeah, we, from about late 90s to 2005, there was a good 6-7 year period of just creating stuff ourselves and just weekend warriors going from whatever place we could go and manage to pull off and get back to school or college or work. And so we did two albums prior to getting a record deal, but everyone always asks, they're like, well, how do you do it? And it's like, practice, 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 and work your ass off. And we owned our own material, we owned our own merchandising, we owned our own band. We did all that stuff, and we tried to like network and get noticed and befriend the right people and tour with the right people. But really, it's like you can do everything right, you still have to have that jar with the lid to catch the lightning in a bottle, because it's just one of those things that there's an X factor that it's just unexplainable sometimes.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull my weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding. Oh, straighten this up. One cotton picking minute. Now looky here.
I say that boy is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah. This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Rage Record Review.
Jesse Hassick from 10 Years kicking off this week's Rage Record Review. We're going to have more from Jesse coming up, kicking the show off with their 2005 hit, Through the Iris. This is 10 Years here on Rage Record Review.
So captivating, more than you know.
False perceptions that brought forth these questions of truth, love, and hope. Now that you're in train, I'll carry you with me. Just please hold on. And crucified all that I held on to be awaiting, anticipating a touch such as yours.
Now Jesse's going to talk about having a song become a radio hit and what a surprise that was, as well as the importance of a strong live show. More with Jesse Hassick from 10 Years. You mentioned 2005, and during that year, you guys released The Autumn Effect. There was kind of a successful song on there, Wasteland. Jesse, were you at all kind of, I don't want to say relieved, but you're just like, yes, finally some success with one of our tunes?
It was weird because that song, when we were in the middle of creating it, you don't like... You have a different perspective after success, but prior to success, you really don't know what's going to work and what's not going to work. And that song, we're like, oh, it's cool. It seems all right. And then we were able to get it on a couple of radio stations of people that we just kind of bugged the hell out of and said, hey, can you play this on your local hour and then play this? And a couple of them took chances on us. And long story short, people really received it live, and on the radio it did well, and it just took it took a long time to get it to its peak. I think it was one of the longest climbing to number one songs. It took a year, but by it taking so long, it made our name stay around that long and really built a foundation for all of it. So to have that thing be our first song out to the world was a complete blessing for just a fundamental foundation. It was a curse to try to surpass a number one song right out the gate.
Yeah, but I mean, you guys haven't had continued success. When it came to sticking with it, I mean, that momentum had to be something special.
Yeah, and it's always been moving, and it always goes. Sometimes it takes off faster, sometimes it's slower moving, but we've just gotten to the point where we've been around long enough to where we've had other successful songs and things that kind of keep us on the radar and people paying attention. But it also comes down to, like, with the live show, the thing that we love the most is trying to connect with the audience and the crowd to where it's like we're all there. It's almost like rock and roll church in a way, where we're all in there together experiencing the moment. We don't want it to feel sterile or choreographed or kind of staged. Like, each show on a nightly basis will be a bit different, like the energy, because it's just it all feeds off of energy. So we've really built our bread and butter with the live show and touring and stuff.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull ma weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding. Oh, straighten this up. One cotton picking minute. Now looky here. I say that bar is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that? I say, now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah.
This is going to cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Raid Record Review.
Jesse from 10 Years joining us, sharing with us all the hard work it took into writing a hit song. Previously, we heard Through the Iris off the band's 2005 release. Let's do one we were just talking about. The name of the song is called Wasteland. It came off that same album in 2005 called The Autumn Effect. This is 10 Years in Wasteland here on Rage Record Review.
Loving and fear, but signs were not really that scarce. Obvious tears, but I will not hide you through this. I want you to help and please see the bleeding heart perched on my shirt. Die, withdraw, hiding cold sweat, quivering lips ignore. Remorse, naming a kid, living wasteland this time. You've tried all that you can, turning you red. Change my attempt, good intentions.
Change my attempt, good intent.
emotions, limbs tied, skin tight, self-inflicted, his perdition.
Wasteland by 10 years here on Rage Record Review. We're going to have more from those guys coming up. Now Jesse's going to talk about taking fan requests for live shows and letting fans pick those deep live tracks. More with Jesse from 10 years.
When you say the refined live show, knowing where you're going to go with it and the energy of those live shows, have you ever taken a suggestion from a listener or maybe someone in the audience who wanted to hear a song that wasn't on the set list, but you thought, you know what, maybe we should throw, it's one of ours, let's do it.
Yes, we have, and that one, we always make jokes too, where we'll put out to, we have our super like hardcore loyal fan base that travel all over and see us. They've seen all the Wastelands and the Novocaine, the Fix Me. They want to hear the deep cuts. And that's tricky, too, because it depends on how long of a set you're playing, especially like if we're at a festival and we got 30 or 45 minutes. But a headliner, we have more control. But what we ended up doing in the long run is we started doing, once a year, we'll throw a thing called like a fan summit or a fan show where we pretty much let the fans hit us up online and kind of vote on a set list for us to play. And we play all the stuff that's super rare, because when you get over 100 songs, it's difficult to try to pick them out and change them out. And for the fans that want those deeper cuts, we try to cater to that, but also the fans that want to hear the hits too. So with a show like that, we at least once a year we'll do one of those kind of shows where it's all the deep cuts.
Be honest, Jesse. We won't tell anyone. Are you a fan of the deep cuts when you go to a show, right? Because let's say you go to a big Metallica. Yeah, they're going to play, you know, Enter Sandman and all that stuff. But those deep cuts, are you a fan, being a musician and a music lover, of the deep cuts? Or do you prefer the big hits?
Well, I think it really depends on the fan level you are of that certain band or entertainer you're listening to. Like, there's certain bands that I grew up, my mom grew me up on like the Beatles and stuff like that. So I want to hear all the stuff that's that kind of stuff. But then when you dig in deeper and you really fall in love with a band, you want the deep cuts because you want to hear all the experience of what the band has to offer. And for me, if it's a band that I absolutely love, of course I want to hear something besides Sober from Tool, you know, like that type of thing where you want to hear. Like, that was the beauty about a band in particular that we loved, that we were able to tour with, the Deftones. Those guys were such wild cards when it came to their set list that they would change it almost nightly, which, to be completely honest, as musicians, the more you practice something, the more you get better at it and the more you feel comfortable with it. But to have the freedom and just kind of the tenacity to just go after songs like random like that, there's not many bands that do that, and the Deftones are definitely one of those that did that. So kudos to those bands. I love the deep cuts.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull, I say bull, my weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding.
Oh, straighten this up. One cotton picking minute.
Now look at here.
I say that bar is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that? I say, now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah.
This is gonna cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Rage Record Review.
Jesse's going to talk more about live shows with us here on Rage Record Review. I got to see the guys on a number of stops. Every time they put out an album, it's great. I cannot say that enough. Going all the way back from 2005, 2010, of course, 2018, that fantastic album, and 2020. Violent Allies had several great hits on it, including this one. It's The Unknown from 10 Years here on Rage Record Review.
How did we end up here, sifting through our own ashes? Our fires burned brighter. We were a beautiful disaster, traveling at speeds where we couldn't see anything that passed us. But no one can survive at the speed of life forever. We are miles from where we were, lost in a wanderlust. But time moves on and carries us into the wilds of the great unknown. Far beyond our horizons, we'll leave what's left of our ashes, where we can free these faded memories forever.
Unknown by 10 Years here on Rage Record Review. What a way to close out our first half, our discussion with lead singer Jesse Hassick. We're going to have more with him coming up, including brand new music. We'll spin some new tunage and curious stories about drinking with fans at shows. More with Jesse Hassick from 10 Years coming up.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull, I say bull, my weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding.
Oh, straighten this up. One cotton picking minute.
Now looky, I say looky here. I say that bar is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's I say who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that? I say, now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah.
This is gonna cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Rage Record Review.
Welcome back to Rage Record Review. This week's guest, 10 years, the lead singer, Jesse Hassock. He's here to talk about brand new music from the band, as well as making a tour stop off here in Wisconsin. We go way back with the 10 years crew. I think one of the most memorable shows and outings we had with the band was back in 2018. 10 years made a stop off in southern Wisconsin to play a huge festival. It was absolutely great. They killed it with their set from their then newly released album, How to Live as Ghosts. Great tracks on that album, including this one. This is Burnout by 10 Years here on Rage Record Review.
Confused for so long, singing along, you're singing along to the same old song. You've been praised and abused by the amount of crosses and crowns you lost and found, echoing through the sound. Their standing ovation drowns you out.
Was Burnout by tonight's guest, 10 years here on Rage Record Review. Now Jesse's got some exciting news about brand new music. We're going to spin a couple tracks for you as Jesse is going to share with us what the process was to releasing new music. 10 years, the frontman Jesse joining us. Now, when it comes to putting out deep cuts and newer cuts, there's actually some brand new music. And I got to be honest, I'm loving it. The latest single out now is called Rise that we just have to talk about.
Well, we've been working on music for quite some time now, and our last full-length album we put out was in 2020, which was, to say the least, a strange year and kind of put a slowdown ripple effect on everything in the entertainment business. But we have been writing the entire time and have a huge body of music that now we're weeding through and trying to release the, what we feel is the best. And Rise is the most current one, and that song itself is kind of, it lyrically, it's about breaking through any kind of pattern or routine or anything that feels like it stifles or holds down, like how we can get stuck in everyday routine of life and just feel like you're running through the motions. And sometimes you have to stop and go, I'm living and I'm breathing and I'm alive. What can I do to feel alive? Like, encourage yourself to break those routines. And there's even a line that says, break free from the paradigm. It's like that, that whole like grid everyday life. So that's that song. It's a little bit empowering in the way that it's like, you have control of your own reality. And if your reality is Groundhog Day, you got to switch it.
See, that's why I'm telling you people, you need to come out and hang out with us and the guys from 10 years. They're going to be at Stormy's February 29th in Kansasville, March 1st. Okay, so there's another song that's been released, and listeners can go out to their favorite downloader, or better yet, hit up the band's website. They've got some great gear out there. There's a song called I Remember. It's a brand new song, and that one has got such a strong foundation from the bass and the drums, that beginning and that foundation really sets the tempo for the new music, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's sometimes certain songs, when we're putting it all together and the guys are coming up with different parts, the rhythm section and a good riff just translate well live. And that's one of those where the groove is there, and I love the way the verses in that song turn out, just because of the rhythm and the beat of the song. But it's, again, we never know what we have till it's done, and it's like deep in the creation, you think you like it, or you're like, oh, this is cool, or like, you don't have true perspective till you step away from it. And almost, it's weird, you can be in love, we can be in love with a song, and then you release it to the world, and it's almost like having a kid and it's grown up, and you got to let go of it. It's like when we create these things, you have to let go and see how it's received and what it does, and just let it be what it is. And that one, it's a fun one live, and it's one of those where we creating it. That one was more of a almost stream of consciousness. It was effortless in a way of just making it. A song like Rise, we were a little more meticulous on. So different songs are different processes.
Yeah, brand new tunes from our friends in 10 years. Jesse, do we get to see any of those songs live coming up at the shows here in Wisconsin?
We definitely are excited anytime. Most bands, when they're making new stuff, they're real eager to play it live. So you'll definitely hear some new stuff. I don't know if you'll hear all the new ones, but you'll hear some new ones. We can't divulge too much info.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull, I say bull, my weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding. Oh, straighten this up. One cotton picking minute. Now looky here. I say that bar is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that? I say, now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah.
This is gonna cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Rage Record Review.
Talking about new music with 10 years frontman Jesse Hassock. Let's spin a couple. We'll do two. We'll do I Remember, but kick things off with Rise from the band 10 years here on Rage Record Review.
Sits in the dark, disbelievers disregard. Heavy days carry all the weight. Crack the surface, make a mark. Watch the cycle fall apart. Feel the weight slowly fade away. Come out of the darkness, step into the light. Feel
chains that bind. Break free from the paradigm.
Arise with the changing time. Cast up the hands of time. Rise from the chains that bind. Break free from the paradigm.
Burning lights, blinded by the bright sun that I remember.
That was I Remember by I Prevail here on Rage Record Review. Before that, another brand new single called Rise. Both of those singles are available via the band's website. You can head out to your favorite download store, pick up a single copy of that, or better yet, subscribe and follow the band on their website. Now, Jesse's going to talk about tour bus disasters and getting drunk with fans.
Now, Jesse, the last time we had you on, it was about 2 years ago or so, and the tour bus had broke down. Oh, the funs and the joys of being out on the road. First questions first, is the tour bus fixed, and are you looking forward to going back out on the road? Because, you know, sometimes stuff just happens.
As long as that tour bus stays fixed, touring is for the most part, a joy. But again, we're traveling city to city, night after night, and it's a lot of miles, and we own our tour bus, so we always try to make sure it's been put through the shop and everything's been done before we take off. But it's almost like you never really know till you're out on tour. You can't predict when it's going to break down, but let's keep our fingers crossed and do a rain dance. But it seems to be doing well. It's been doing well.
There has to have been some just huge, I don't want to say parties, but some great hangouts with the 10-year crew after a show. Am I right about that?
Definitely. I would, not to discriminate on any of the other fine states of the country, but Texas and Wisconsin just have some sort of thing for us. And it's like, it's even more so than our home state. And, It's amazing. There's always just a feeling of love and acceptance to the point where we want to hang out. And you got to be careful, especially doing this so many years, where I would go hang out and wear my voice out at the bar talking all night and hanging out with people and just meeting everyone because I'm so excited to be there. But I still try to do that kind of stuff, but within reason so that I don't jeopardize the next show coming up.
I understand. Jesse, have you ever gotten drunk with a fan after a show where a fan's like, hey, let me just get you, and then you wake up the next day and you got a show to do and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Because those are the kind of, I mean, a 10-year show is just a nonstop great time. So I'm thinking maybe afterwards, you know, fans who show up, they're buying you shots and next thing you know, you're thinking, uh-oh.
The great time goes too long and it has consequences. And hey man, we've been touring since our early to mid 20s. So there have been some, we'll call them learning experiences. You know what to do and what not to do. And I definitely don't partake in just doing shots anymore because that's a young man's game to get there quick. I'd rather sit back and enjoy a good local beer or something just to sip on and hang out and just have conversation. But the days that we used to have, I mean, we were on big festivals like Corn Festival with Family Values and Linkin Park's Project Revolution and kind of all kinds of stuff to where it was just a traveling party night in and night out. And I'm glad we were able to experience it in our youth, but man, I'm cool with just sitting back and having a good conversation with people and enjoying a drink.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, you're going to love hanging out with all the Wisconsin fans when you guys come to town.
I totally mean it from the bottom of my heart that Wisconsin, the only other state that even comes close to rivaling is Texas. There's just, you guys, when we come, we know it's going to be great. And we have some fans that have been, we've had fans that are up in that area that have been following us. I've watched them grow up. It's pretty wild. So it's an amazing time.
Yeah, we're way better than Texas. We don't marry our sister or cousin, so we're way better than Texas. But hey, you know what? I'm just throwing shots here, but we can't wait to see you, Jesse. The 10-year band making a stop off at Stormy's. We will see you out at the show. Thank you again, Jesse, for taking time to share with us.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull my weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding.
Oh, straighten this up. One cotton picking minute.
Now look at here. I say that boy's just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that? I say, now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah.
This is gonna cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Raid Record Review.
What a great interview with 10 years lead singer Jesse Hassick. I'll have my closing thoughts coming up in just a bit. The last song for this week's show, one of the biggest hits from 10 years off their 2018 album, How to Live as Ghosts. This is Novocaine by 10 years here on Rage Record Review.
Life to lead you to believe in something, but it's coming, the numbing. So we dive on into the deeper end for a blissful kiss from Judas' lips, but it's coming, oh yeah, the numbing.
That was Novocaine by 10 years here on Rage Record Review. Closing out this week's show, some thoughts to leave you with. 10 years, an up-and-coming band in the mid-2000s, 2015 through 2022, gained a lot of momentum from their early radio hits. However, the band has really expanded into more of that. They are, in fact, a complete live show, very high energy, and always very fan-friendly. If you heard from our review, you can tell that Jesse and the 10-year crew love hanging out with fans and, of course, selling merch. Which leads me to this thought. If you're ever out at a show and you see a small band or a local band playing, make sure you pick up some merch. Support those bands any way you can, because we love to see live shows and we can't do it unless we are helping put gas in their tour bus. So help us out, support the local bands, and make sure to tune in each week. Download the app that you're hearing our radio show on, and remember, rock stars, you can check us out next week, same time, same channel, and as always, rock and rage on, my friends.
This is what you get when you don't have a real job.
Well, bull, I say bull, my weevil. Pay attention, boy. I'm cutting, but you ain't bleeding.
ball straighteners up in one cotton picking minute.
Now looky, I say looky here.
I say that bar is just like a tattoo. Gets under your skin.
Now who's responsible? I say who's responsible for this unwarranted attack on my person?
Tommy Rage.
Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
Now what's that? I say now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah.
This is gonna cause more confusion than a mouse in a burlesque show.
Rage Record Review.
You're listening to Rock Island Radio, on demand radio, playing the best 70s, 80s, country, rock, and pop.